Hey, how you doing? It's me, San Martin, over here at the Prescott E-News office, and we are doing a interview with Miss Prescott.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. This is a special broadcast only for you and what you're going through this whole weekend. And we have here live editor-in-chief and the one, the most. Oh, no, you got to talk on here.
Oh.
Lynn LeMaster.
Hi, I'm here.
And you know, we actually have another special guest in here, and it's the grandma.
Hi, I'm so excited.
Delia, yes. How are you doing?
I'm well. Nice to meet you.
Great,
and thank you for having us here.
Yeah, well, thanks for showing up and being here. It's awesome. So Lynn has a bunch of questions for you, and she's going to go ahead and step it up, and we're just going to have a conversation, and we're going to go from there.
Well, first, I want to talk to Grandma.
Sure.
You were too young for me to call you Grandma. So are you here then to go with Annika to her pageant this weekend?
We are so excited to be here. I am so excited to be here. Yes, I am supporting my granddaughter in this wondrous event in her life. Yes. So grateful.
So Annika, tell us about what happened, how you became Miss Prescott, and what's going on this weekend.
During the summer, they did a pageant search for all of the different tri-state areas around Phoenix and all over the place. And all I had to do was show them my walk, answer a couple of questions, and if they liked me, then I got the sash, and I'm so lucky to have it, and I'm happy to represent Prescott, and I will be going to the pageant this weekend.
So will you, did you have to compete against other young ladies?
Yes, I did.
And how was that? Did you like the competition?
Yes, but a lot of the time we girls honestly get along very well. They're very sweet, and it doesn't feel like a competition, and most of the time you're competing against yourself.
Okay, so explain that. How you're competing against yourself.
You have to prep a lot. I remember I found out about this pageant back in July. Now it's January, and that's a long time to prep mentally, physically, going into the gym, eating right for the bikini part of the pageant. Also mentally, like, trying to calm down nerves while you're doing the interview part, practicing your walk for the judges to see, and it's both mentally and physically against yourself.
I'd be like, what do you do with all that?
So how many, what categories do you have to participate in? You mentioned the bikini.
Bikini, interview, and gown.
And gown.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have to show certain talents or?
No, we don't.
Not on this one. And what? Tell me about the interview. Did you already do an interview to become Miss Prescott?
Yes, I did. And then now I have to do another one at Miss Arizona, USA.
And what kind of topics will they ask you about?
I believe they'll be asking questions specifically about, like, your personality or your dreams. Like, why do you want to become Miss Arizona? Or what are your dreams? Or things like that.
Can I chime in?
Yeah.
You know, what's really exciting
we're going to ask, give us a good story about her.
Just I know.
Don't do that yet.
No embarrassing diaper stories. Okay.
Oh, we're going that far back.
Yeah, known her a while.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw that out there.
Hey, me neither. But anyways, you know, she mentioned about all of this, you know, competition within yourself. And as a grandmother, sitting in the back seat, watching her go through this, her confidence is amazing, and her charity and her passion and compassion for helping people is what we have seen.
Thank you. That is
what has been amazing to watch. You know, if she's nervous or anything, all I ever see her doing is having fun with her pageant friends and helping the community. You know, underprivileged people, children, medically ill breast cancer survivors, foster children. It's really touched my heart, and it's amazing to see her do this. If she's nervous about any of all of that part of it, she's doing a good job because sitting in the back seat, I'm just kind of in amazement at what she's the opportunities that she's having to grow.
Thank you. Aww.
You're so that's welcome. Awesome.
I know, right?
Yeah, bringing it really to the sentimental value. Right?
I know. This is really home. I mean, it's about Arizona. It's about what our passion is here and who we love and like to take care of and need to take care of as a human race, you know?
Being a part of the community in this type of form, it makes you kind of like have to stand out just a little bit.
Yeah.
And having the title as Miss Prescott, Arizona, it's a pretty big deal. And one of the things that we have tried to do is expose, you know, that type of, you know, thing. And now you're getting ready to go on to a bigger thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Miss Arizona.
Ooh.
Represent. How many people are involved in this?
I believe I will be going against 32 or between 32 to 36 other girls.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is that 22 to 23 other cities or towns?
Yes, there's a lot. We've got Miss Copper State, Miss Phoenix, Miss Scottsdale, all over.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what are the age limits?
For the Miss division, it goes from 19 to 25, and I'm the youngest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So are you the youngest in the entire pageant, or are you just in the youngest age range?
Just in the youngest age rank. We do have a teen division as well, and that goes up to 16 to 18, I believe.
I see.
Yeah.
She also carries that title too, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow. So this is not your first title that you've received?
No. Last year, I was International United Miss Arizona Teen.
So you made Miss Arizona last year.
Yes, I did.
Well, congratulations.
Well, I didn't even know that about you. Look at this. We have all these hidden things coming up.
I tell all.
I know. We're going to have to point out some more things here.
Yeah. This is awesome. Now on, Grandma comes to every interview.
Grandma will fill in the little spots.
Well, you're going to have to podcast me from via California, but I'll do it.
Yeah, we can make these things work.
I know it. It's amazing, right?
So tell us what's going on this weekend. Tell us the whole deal.
Oh, gosh. It's going to be very, very hectic. I have to be there 6 o'clock early in the morning for registration. The schedule's insane, so I'm not going to go completely over it. But I have, like I said, bikini, interview, and gown. And that's super duper, like, whoa, because I have to have different walks for each one. I'm specifically nervous about the interview portion, but we are having prelims, and then Saturday will be the finals, or Sunday will be the finals.
So 2 days of this.
Yes.
Talk about the stress level.
Yeah.
I think they learn an opening number or something.
Yes.
Where they all do a choreographed.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Dance?
Yes.
You got a dance going?
I don't think we are going to do a dance because specifically girls dancing in heels sounds very dangerous.
You guys walking in heels in general is dangerous, so dancing would probably be a whole different story.
So it's the opening ceremony. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm excited to learn more, too.
That's like kind of like the introduction to our show. It's the first time the judges see us on stage. So even though it's not technically a part of the competition, it's very important to walk out there, show that you're enjoying it and you're happy and you know what you're doing because you want to impress those judges.
So speaking of that, do you really enjoy it?
Yes, I do. I honestly have grown so much. I started doing pageants when I was 17. I'm 19 now, and that's like only a 2-year difference, but I wouldn't have been able to even talk on a mic. I'd be like, and now I'm just like, comfortable with
whatever.
It's made me more outgoing as a person.
We've seen that too.
Yeah.
And you're involved with the Northern Arizona Suns.
Yes, I am. I love that.
So tell us about what you do for them.
I don't want to say I'm a cheerleader because we don't do specific cheers, but we basically hype up the crowd. We go out into the crowd. We ask people like, hey, would you want to do a game with us? Shoot some free throws. And then they end up winning courtside tickets a lot of the time, and I really love it because I engage with people. It makes, like I've said, it makes me more of an outgoing person, and it's just such a fun job. Like, a lot of the time, I don't even think of it as a job because it's that much fun, and I love basketball, so I'll sit there and watch the basketball games, too, sometimes, and it's so hard to, like, be quiet because I'm like, you work here, you can't yell right now. That's funny. So it's fine. I get the best of both worlds with that job.
Mm-hmm. And so you're Miss Prescott. Where did you go to high school at?
I went to Bradshaw 3 of my high school years up until mm-hmm. I was a junior. And then I went to Pace, which is an online school for my senior year.
So, and that probably gave you some more flexibility for some of the other things you were doing.
Yes, it did. But it definitely had to, you had to take accountability doing it online. But I was lucky enough to graduate a little bit earlier than most kids do. So it's an accomplishment.
And when you finish with the pageants, then are you planning to go to college? What are your hopes for what happens next?
I am actually a freshman at Yavapai College right now, studying communications and journalism, and I really want to focus on writing and becoming a better writer.
So, excellent.
So, what is your favorite part about being Miss Prescott?
Probably meeting people. It's honestly very interesting how many opportunities you get, and like just meeting people. It's like, wow, I know a lot of people. Like, honestly, back in September, I don't know if you guys know who the Bella Twins are. They are female wrestlers, or they were female wrestlers with WWE. They have 2 reality TV shows on E, and they also have
E Entertainment, or
yeah,
okay,
they also have their own wine company and their own clothing brand, and I'm a brand ambassador for them. But I've honestly looked up to them since I was like maybe 10 years old. They're great businesswomen, and I got to meet them, so it's just crazy to think, like, wow, the sash like made me meet like my idols.
Who's the most important person that, I mean, well, I guess most famous, or maybe the most coolest person you have met yet?
Probably the Bella Twins. Nikki Bella, oh my gosh. She's amazing. I absolutely love her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, who is the most famous person you've met?
Nikki Bella.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so Nikki's got this whole little niche right here. Yeah. So, as far as being Miss Prescott, and then obviously being a part of our town, what would you help to, I guess, expose Prescott? I mean, what would you do to help Prescott in general as actually holding the title of Miss Arizona?
That's interesting. I honestly want to bring more of the pageantry aspect to Prescott. And I also want to be somebody to look up to for little girls. I see like our generation and our society now, and I want to let every little girl know that she doesn't have to look up to the expectations that society gives us, and that she can be her own princess. And pageantry like gives people that confidence, and even without a crown, you're beautiful. That's what I want.
Nice. That's awesome. Being a role model is a pretty big deal.
Yes.
Being in front of these people is a pretty big deal. And I know that, you know, Lynn knows that. We were actually discussing that earlier through text. Lynn is, you know, I don't know if you know too much about her. I'm gonna make her feel a little bit who she knows who she is. But at the same time, you know, she has put herself into a lot of big expectations as far as being a journalist. And mm-hmm. and being the editor-in-chief of Prescott E-News, it's a pretty big deal, and also a pretty big plate to fill. And she actually exposes a lot of cool things and a lot of, you know, cool things in Prescott, but she always keeps that role. So when you get onto this little stage, you know, this is who you have to be now.
Yeah.
And are you okay with that? Are you okay to be the next famous Nikki? I'm so sorry, I forgot her name, but don't get me wrong. Are you ready for that role?
Yes, I believe so, because it makes you a stronger person. It's almost like you're pretending to be a superhero and like you've got a mask on, and who you really are is your secret identity, but you bring to the table who you are as you have that mask.
So in other words, what you're saying is you have to be genuine no matter what stage you're on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what excites me is her media, and that she is given the opportunity to do some of the things that she has always wanted to. Mm-hmm. Recently on our drive over here, we talked about when she was writing, and I would buy her composition notebooks after composition notebooks after composition notebooks after composition notebooks. And every time Annika was quiet, she was in her quiet space writing. Mm-hmm. And she used to ask me about the forests of Washington.
Yeah.
And the author that she looked up to at that time was the author of the Twilight Saga. Yeah, so Miss Mayer. So it was amazing that back then, even at her young age, she had journalism and writing as her media. And when she told me about E! News, I was even more excited, because I said, she's got such a beautiful face. Yes. This is awesome for, you know, San Martín to give her the opportunity. So I think that her using her capabilities, her strength, is really going to help her. And writing for the local magazine is also another strength and media that she can, you know, use and bring to the table and share her gift with everybody.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What would you write about?
My last article was about like a local family, and then my very, very last article was about the Northern Arizona Sun's head coach, which was a very interesting experience because that was actually my first interview as I had the job, which was like wow, this is like my thing. I'm writing about sports, and here I am interviewing the head coach of the Northern Arizona Suns.
Which is pretty cool. We had Stephen Frey in here yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, really? He's awesome. I love his family.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy as far as, like, you know, being affiliated with all of the sports teams that he has affiliated with.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a pretty cool thing to be right next to people. And one of the things that I asked him was, are you in awe by the talent or the whole, you know, God, what was it?
Celebrities.
Celebrity deal? Yeah. Were you in awe by that? Are you in awe by any of that?
Yes, I am.
Do you get, like, celebrity struck? Like, oh my gosh.
Yes and no. It's just crazy to think, like, we had Xavier Silas, Derrick Jones Jr., and now they're playing for the NBA, and it's so cool to be like, I cheer for the team that he was on before he was on the Celtics or before he was on the Heat, and it's just so cool to know that I experienced that, or, like, can say, like, somewhat have seen them or known them before they made it to the top.
That's awesome.
You know, the amazing thing that I've seen, Andrea, my daughter, Annika's mother, her mother and her father, Pete, they conduct through the assistant coach.
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name was Ty Ellis, but he's sadly not the coach anymore.
Not the coach anymore, but the ex-coach. He conducts youth basketball camps that my daughter and my son-in-law help facilitate for the youth locally here in Prescott Valley and Prescott area. So they're real sports enthusiasts, and they want to support the youth and keep them healthy and keep them occupied doing positive things, which
Speaking
I love.
Speaking of mom, she's in here. She's like 36 other misses, and then 55 contestants.
Yeah. Including the teens.
Yeah.
So you know what we haven't done, and that is to get a little bit of your background. I mean, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Tell us about your family. Did you grow up here in Prescott the whole time, or did you move here? I mean, tell us a little bio.
I've got three younger siblings, and I actually was born in Flagstaff, and we moved up here when I was about 8 years old. Yeah.
So, and your are they sisters, brothers?
I've got one sister. She's about to be 12 years old. Oh, my gosh. That's so weird to say. About to be 13-year-old brother and a 15-year-old brother.
Oh, so your sister's the baby of the family.
Yes, and I'm the oldest, which is very interesting because you don't realize how much you grow up as you're watching your younger siblings or your little cousins grow up, and then it like hits you like, what? I've got a 15-year-old brother.
Yeah.
It's very unreal. Like, it's just unreal to like think about that.
So now, do you think that your sister will someday be Miss Prescott herself?
I'm not sure, to be honest. She's very into YouTube and vlogging and ASMRs and interesting stuff like that. The way she talks about certain things, it's like, I don't know, it's so weird. She's obsessed with slime.
Oh,
and
okay.
Apparently, like, she'll watch videos on, like, slime, and it's, like, where the YouTuber, like, squeezes the slime.
Oh, okay, it's a
into
sound.
Into the microphone, that's yeah.
Okay, yes, I know exactly what that is. I actually had to look that up. I was like, you know, it's the feeling that you get when you, like, put your nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
And it sends like, that chill through your body. It's, yeah. It's literally similar? From noise.
Okay,
noise simulation.
So I just looked it up, and it stands for autonomous sensory meridian response.
Oof.
That's too much.
There we go. No wonder it's called ASMR, because who can remember the rest of it?
Exactly.
Like, let's go ahead and abbreviate this.
Yeah.
So, historically, I like to chime in if I could. My grandfather was a goat farmer, and he homesteaded in northeastern Arizona after arriving here from Spain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Calvin Klein signed documents awarding my grandfather a large amount of land in northeastern Arizona, and he goat farmed there for several years, moved to Phoenix, and that's... that's our history in Arizona.
I
back
didn't even
in
know
the,
that, people.
late,
I just learned about
late
my,
1926.
My past right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of history. Yeah, we love Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona is a beautiful place to live. I mean, I like it. I'm
yeah,
still here.
Exactly.
Still here.
So you grew up in this area since you were 8?
Yes, I did.
And what's your favorite thing about Prescott and the surrounding communities?
Probably the courthouse, to be honest. Like, around the holidays, it's so beautiful. Like, I'm probably going to go downtown right now just to see the snow after this because it's honestly so beautiful. And I love it because I feel like it's so, like, old school. Like, they didn't completely change it up or, like, try to make it something so new. They just kept it how it was, and that's the most home feeling. And I love feeling like I'm, like... back in like the 1960s and stuff like that. It's fun.
When we were kids, I used to take them downtown, and we used to call it the Shady.
Let's, oh, yeah, yeah, the Shady Place.
Yeah, because they loved the trees, and that was the only cool place we could find where they could sit on the grass and enjoy the trees.
Yeah, I used to fall asleep on that.
Oh, yeah, yes, it's beautiful.
I would do it today, but every time I go there, the grass is wet, and I'm like, oh.
Gotta wait till summer.
I never bring a blanket.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Well, you can sit on the fountain or stand in the carousel. That's a fun place,
too. Yeah,
that
too. Is. I used to play there all the time. Yeah. I don't think I've actually stood in that place for probably about 20-plus years.
Maybe they call it, it's a bandstand, I think, is what it actually is.
It should be.
Yeah.
I've actually, at one of the rallies, they had a band in there. That was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
They
had a bicentennial celebration, right?
Right.
Or what was it? Just a few years back.
Yes. And it was downtown, but
it was beautiful.
Larger
we had
area.
Such fun.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah, they blocked off the whole courthouse, plus a block away from
it. Yeah, I mean, it took, you know, it took quite a bit of the area. So yeah,
we still think of Prescott, Arizona as our state capital.
Yes.
I'm just glad it's not built like the state capitol. It's still small.
Yes, that's right. What's like, nice, right? It's quaint.
It's all beautiful. Nothing goes over 3 stories.
I know.
Garage.
That's what we love about it. We love the quaintness.
Well, you know, St. Michael, Hotel St. Michael's, if you're ever walking by and you look up at the top where they would, and they have the little gargoyles, but instead of being lions, there's faces up there, and those faces are because when they were building the Hotel St. Michael, a lot of people in town were laughing because the building was so tall, and he was being so, you know, pretentious to build such a big building, and so the faces are the people that were laughing at him.
Oh my god!
And there, so next time you walk by, be sure to look up at the faces.
Wow, I didn't
at the Hotel
know
St. Michael.
That's
kind of
interesting
fun.
Fact. Yeah.
So that is kind of fun, and there's so much history history in our community. Yeah, exactly. In every little corner, every little nook and cranny, you find, you know, oh, you know, this is where they went, you know, down like below the Palace Hotel. There's that little stairway down that you can go underneath there. And, you know, Prescott's got a lot of cool ambience to it.
I actually experienced that underneath the palace one day. It was a haunted something. Yeah. And there was a haunted tour, and then there was a haunted, like, let's talk about it. And Parker Anderson, mm-hmm. I think it is. Parker Anderson wrote two books or three books about Prescott's history and also the ghost stories. Yeah. And so we went down there, and they had all these lights sitting in places. And, mm-hmm. and I really don't know if it's haunted or not, but I actually... You know, I don't think I wasted my time, but I did go down there and I hung out, and I'm just like, this is an, what do they call it? This is a basement.
Oh my God.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, it might be haunted, it might not be haunted, but I'm not there to go ahead and, like, you know, you know, stir up the.
But it's still fun to see how the buildings are built. And
there's
a lot of, there's so much that we don't see below the surface.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And people are kind of like that too, in a way.
Actually, have you guys ever heard of Ghost Adventures?
I think so.
They did an episode in Prescott. I think the same place you were talking about, the palace.
Yeah, and also the Hotel Vendome.
I think it's so interesting that they acknowledged Prescott enough to, like, come down and see if it was actually haunted. I love that show.
So, Annika, one of the other big events, of course, in Prescott is the rodeo. Do you partake, do you take part in the rodeo and in the ceremonies?
No, I wish I did. I probably can. I haven't been to a rodeo since probably before you moved to California, honestly.
My other daughter was a cheerleader for several years at Bradshaw Mountain High School. So they were the famous banner holders along with Chino and Prescott.
There we go.
They all participated in holding the banners. So we would do the 5 a.m. breakfast, pancake breakfast at the Elks, and then we would participate in the parade for 4th of July, mm-hmm. and then of course the rodeo was always a fun place to go.
Well, we'll have to get you to the rodeo this year.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some publicist deal.
Yeah, invite me. I'll come. I'll be off school then.
So. That's awesome. I mean, I think you do need a publicist, so you go ahead and get into all these things, and everybody will be like, oh yeah, bring her in. Let's go.
Yeah, that'd be
do
fun.
Do it.
Yeah, there's a few things that are happening, so hopefully we can get you on, and hopefully by the next time you are on this, you are Miss Arizona.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. So tell us, there are ways that people from our community can actually vote for you.
How do we support you?
How do we do that?
So basically, there's a link on my Facebook, and if you look me up, Annika Bernardo, there will be a link on my Facebook, and if you don't have Facebook, you can go on to www.castingcrownproductions.com.
Yeah, castingcrownproductions.com.
Vote for me there.
Yep, that's a good place to go ahead and do it.
And is there a cost to voting for you?
Yes, I think it's
$5. Yeah, I think so. Yep.
So $5 to vote, but at the same time, you know, I wish that they would open it up so that, you know, you could go ahead and just, you know, cast the vote.
Yeah.
And in general, you know, because I think that we could get you a huge amount of supporters from Prescott, Arizona.
Thank you.
I'm just kind of like confused by why they would charge $5 in order for us to go ahead and vote you in. But I think, you know, if we really want you to be there, we can make it happen.
Yeah. Thank
Maybe
you.
Buddy, somebody will be like, oh yeah, here's $100. Let's go ahead and get everybody to throw in that.
That'd be
vote.
Amazing.
Throw that vote in.
That's 20 votes.
What is? Do you have you have a personal page? Do you have a business page set up for Miss Prescott, Arizona?
No, I sadly don't.
Well, we're going to have to get that one done for you.
Yeah, we do.
And once again, hopefully by next Monday, you are Miss Arizona.
Yes, hopefully.
So do you keep the title of Miss Prescott if you do not go to the next level?
Yes, I will still be Miss Prescott up until July, I believe.
And then that's when you go back in, or you just hand the crown over?
I just...
Hand the sash or the crown. Do you get a crown too?
No, I wish I did.
I think that's what her aim is. Yeah. She wants the crown.
Get the crown.
Yes. Get the crown. She's always been a princess at home.
Yeah, well, I'm Princess Jasmine for kid parties, so technically I still do have a crown.
we'll just go ahead one and put it many on the jobs. Yeah. We'll get you a princess crown for when you're at home or when you're in the Prescott E-News office.
Walk around in the kitchen with a crown.
So, and this is for USA?
Yes.
Miss USA, is that it?
Yes, it is.
So, and and you don't have to do, but you don't have to show a talent like dancing or singing or anything like that.
No, I do not.
Not at this level.
Those three competitions.
So how's your singing?
Oh, gosh. I don't, I'd like to say I'm good, but not as good as Mariah Carey or anybody like that. Okay.
Well, we should put yourself with her.
Well, we might have to put a shower stall on the stage in order for her to shine. Because we've all heard her singing in the bathroom.
Right. Hey, I'm good when I'm singing by myself. I'm like, I sounded good at that note.
The acoustics in the bathroom must be excellent.
Yes. Well, you know, I saw a show where... Paul McCartney said that, you know, when they first started, you know, they actually did some practicing in their bathroom or something. Wow. So it was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh my gosh.
So anyway, those bathrooms work, obviously.
That's a good starting point, right?
There we go. So Annika, what would you like to tell the people of Prescott? What would you like to add that we haven't spoken about today?
Let me think. That's a very hard question. I'm representing Prescott, so I gotta really impress the people. But I just want to say I love you guys. Thank you for supporting me, and I hope I represent my hometown well.
There we go. What questions do you have, San Martin?
You know, I think the only thing I have a statement. I think after meeting her, it's kind of like, you know, you have like this picture of pageant girls or even models in general that seem a little bit kind of, I don't mean this in a very hard thing, but false pretenses and a kind of like a plastic form.
Yeah.
You exactly. are very original. You seem like you Thank know you. What you're doing. You obviously have some really big wants and desires. Yes. As far as being a journalist and writing and stuff, most people are like, oh, I just want to shop.
Yeah,
and, I mean, don't get me wrong. I know you want to shop too, but it feels like you have, you know, a good mindset, so you can be a leader, and you can have, you know, young women and young men, or even people in general, follow after you and give you the opportunity to go ahead and show people what, you know, what people are worth.
Thank you.
And you know, being born and raised, I mean, I don't know what's your ethnicity? Is Spaniard? I mean,
Spanish whatever. And Filipino.
Okay, so yeah. having that, like, you know, that ethnic background, you know, that could actually open up a lot. But at the same time, I think in unity in general and bringing people of all different races and culture, this is a pretty big deal. I think this is a pretty big deal for you. I'm glad to go ahead and be a part of your life in general. And I'm over here sitting on the sidelines like, yeah, let's go, let's go.
Thank you very much.
And I have been pushing 100%. I mean, you know, Lynn, I was like, Lynn, do you know what she's doing this weekend? And she goes, well, we got to get her in. And I was like, yes, we do. We were typing at, 11 so o'clock, 10 o'clock last night. I was like, can we make this happen? And of course we can. We can. Amen. So I'm glad that Lynn was able to make it. I'm glad you guys are. I mean, you have grandma here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for inviting me.
And not only that, one of the things that I really appreciate is obviously with what I do, I meet a lot of people who are in the public eye. And you are so genuine and so sincere.
Thank you.
You know, it doesn't look like we're looking at a plastic Barbie doll. Ooh. We're looking at a real person who's beautiful and gorgeous.
Thank you.
But on the other hand, you have a big heart, and that's obvious in what we can see. And I just really appreciate that.
Thank
and
you
so keep
much.
That. Don't lose that.
Yeah,
thank
don't,
you.
Don't you know, fall short of what you want as a person.
No,
yeah.
My favorite quote is actually from Princess Jasmine. It's called, I'm not a prize to be won. And that's basically just always knowing your self-worth and always being true to yourself. And also knowing that nobody could just win you over. Nothing can just win you over. And you're always yourself. And you're a prize. But maybe you just can't be one sometimes because you know your self-worth. And you know yourself that well.
Yeah. And even if you don't win, you're still going to be the same person that you are today.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing right there. You know, it, like to me, I obviously say if I don't win, it doesn't matter because there's always tomorrow to do something better.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I don't win that little thing that I wanted, then, you know, don't worry. There's something else on around the corner.
Yeah.
And that's how I live. So, I mean, just like the whole New Year's deal.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I wake up every day thinking, God, that I am actually alive right now. And it's a New Year's to me every day.
Yeah.
So I put new goals and stuff out there.
That's
so
awesome.
It's a good life to live, especially if you live it the right way.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And I know that a lot of those goals and aspirations that she has are instilled from when she was just a little girl.
Yeah, honestly.
I know that just recently when I would tell my friends that I'm coming away to Arizona to support my granddaughter in the Miss Arizona pageant, where she'll have the opportunity to not only represent Prescott, but to potentially represent the United States and as Miss Arizona.
Yeah.
They had varied questions, you know, and I thought a lot about who Annika really is. And I know that the beauty is not only on the outside, it genuinely generates from her heart.
Thank you.
So, and I bet you're really appreciative of all the family support and friends that you have.
Yeah, definitely. And honestly, all of my appreciation goes to my mom. She probably thinks that she drives me crazy most of the time, but I cannot thank her enough. She puts like her sweat, blood, and tears into this, and she's pushed me further and further and further, and I really appreciate it, and I hope she hears this. And
actually listens
and be like, Mom. Oh,
yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah, you're definitely raised by some really good women.
Yeah, I mean, thank
so
you.
These people are very much shining through you.
Yeah, thank you.
And then now you got a new generation to look up to, which is pretty cool.
I want to give you one opportunity too. Do you have sponsors that are helping you along your way here that you want to mention?
I have Prescott Med Spa sponsoring me, and I honestly love them. Amy's so sweet, and she's supported me along the way.
What do they do?
They do skincare, lip injections, certain things like that, but mainly skincare. And honestly, their lip balm is my favorite.
That lip balm. You can't forget that lip balm.
It's like so moisturizing. I remember like 1 week I lost it and I was so frustrated and my lips like burned without it. So I have it back now and I'm like, I'm never letting this out of my sight because it's the best.
They got a thing called Brotox over there. Sorry, I had to throw that one in there. Heidi is one of my friends. And so she's like, oh, you could come in and do some Brotox. I was like, what's that?
They're
like, don't do it, Martine.
Don't.
So unless there's anything we want to add, we just want to encourage folks in Prescott and the entire Quad City area to come on out. Let's vote for Miss Prescott USA and let's try to get her in as Miss Arizona. And what an exciting opportunity that is for you.
Thank you.
This is going to be an amazing weekend. Yeah, I'm going to be sitting here on the edge of my seat.
I know.
I won't be able to join you out there because I have some things going on in Prescott, events.
So are you going to post it on your Facebook page? I will,
and I honestly think that there's a live stream where you can watch the pageant.
Yeah, so make sure to share that, and we'll be able to share
it. I definitely will.
So, okay, well, let's, in Prescott here, let's all give a big cheer for her, and let's go on up and do some voting for her, too.
Yeah, thank you.
What is that website again? I got to go on
it. It's the Casting Crowns, isn't it? It's
CastingCrownProductions.com.
And I did put the link on the Facebook page where this video is right now.
Okay, yes. Perfect. Cool. Yay.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to go ahead and end this segment of the special Prescott E! News in the Prescott E! News office. And we're all happy and ready to rock with you.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys. Yes. I appreciate you.